We're now up to Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel in Maseches Soto. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, in which we explained that one witness is believed to testify that a woman committed adultery after she's been warned not to go into a private place with a specific man, even though in general we require two witnesses. In this case, one witness and even a puzzle aid, a servant or a maidservant, is believed. So Mishnah Gimel says, "Fal shahaya b'din," because one could have argued as follows: "Uma'im edus rishona sheno sarta iser olam." If the original edus, meaning the testimony that she went into a private place with the man she was warned not to go with, and that testimony eno sarta iser olam, does not make her forbidden to her husband forever, because if the mehamarim test her and she's innocent, she becomes permitted once again to her husband, and still enamis kayemis pepachos mishnaim, still that testimony is not established unless there are two witnesses. We need two witnesses to say that she went into the private place. In the very beginning of the Masechta, we learned this is a machlokas tanaim. This is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that requires two witnesses. Eidos acharona show sarta iser olam. So the later testimony, the testimony that she actually committed adultery in that seclusion, which makes her forbidden to her husband forever, it's even more significant. Eino din shel tiskayim v'pachos mishnaim. So that certainly should require two witnesses. Tamalomar, therefore the pasuk comes to teach ve'ed ein ba, that there is no testimony regarding the fact whether or not she committed adultery. Only then does she drink the mehamarim. But if there's any testimony, kol edus sheyesh ba, if there's any testimony whatsoever that she actually committed adultery, it is accepted and she becomes forbidden to her husband. The Mishnah then continues, well, once we have a source that the testimony on the adultery is sufficient with only one witness, so then kavachomer le'edus harishona me'ata. Now we can learn a kavachomer to the original testimony of the woman going into seclusion. Umayim edus acharona show sarta iser olam. If testimony on the adultery, which makes her forbidden forever, harehi miskayemis be'ed achad, that is established through only one witness. Edus harishona she'ena osarta iser olam. So the original testimony on whether she went into the area, to the secluded private area, she'ena osarta iser olam, which doesn't make her forbidden forever, which is not as significant. Eino din shetiskayim be'ed achad, so that certainly should be able to be upheld, established through only one witness. Tamalomer, therefore we have to have another pasuk which teaches kimatzaba ervas davar, that when a man will find in his wife an ervas davar, some problem regarding adultery and the like, ulahalan hu omer, and later it says al pishnaim edim yakum davar, that all matters, all davar, are established through two witnesses. Malahalan al pishnaim edim, just like over there in the pasuk of al pishnaim edim yakum davar, everything is established through two witnesses. So too, when it comes to arayos, where there too the pasuk says davar, kimasba ervas davar, afkan al pishnaim edim, there too, in general, you always require two witnesses. The only exception being, again, testimony on the actual adultery after a woman has been warned, but all other matters relating to arayos require two witnesses. Mishnah Dalet. What happens if a woman goes into the secluded area with the man she was warned not to be with, and then Eid Omer Nitmes, one witness comes and says that not only did she go into the private area, but she in fact committed adultery. Ve'ed Omer, but another witness says, Lo Nitmes, says she did not commit adultery. Isha Omeris Nitmes, one woman testifies that she committed adultery. The Sota, Ve'isha Omeris, and another woman, Lo Nitmes, says she did not commit adultery. Since the two, each witness, so to speak, cancels out the other witness, chad b'chad, and it's still a suffix, we still are unsure whether or not she committed adultery, ha'isa shosa, therefore, she still drinks the mehamarim. Echad omer nitmes, if one witness says she committed adultery, shnaim omer lo nitmes, and two witnesses say she did not commit adultery, ha'isa shosa, then certainly she still has to drink the mehamarim. But if shnayim omer nitmes, if two witnesses said that she committed adultery, ve'echad omer lo nitmes, and only one said she did not, since we believe the two witnesses as opposed to the single witness, we believe that she committed adultery, lo haisa shosa, she no longer drinks, because again, whenever it's established that the woman in fact committed adultery, she's usher to her husband, she loses her ksuva, and she no longer drinks the mehamarim, because there's no longer any need, because we already know that she did in fact commit adultery.